You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Quantic. Lectures, slides upon slides, stuck at your desk. That's old school. It's time for the modern MBA. Quantic is transforming online education with a world-class student network and interactive mobile-first programs that allow you to learn where and when you want. Go to quantic.edu/wired for more. The head of the FDA says he would fast-track a vaccine. India reports record numbers of new cases, and CDC guidelines for COVID-19 testing remain unclear. Here's what you should know. Stephen Hahn, the head of the FDA, said the agency would authorize use of a COVID-19 vaccine before the completion of Phase 3 trials, as long as it seems like this will do more good than harm. This may mean issuing an emergency authorization for certain populations rather than approving it for everyone. Hahn insists this has nothing to do with politics. Monday marked the second day in a row that India has surpassed the U.S.'s record high of daily new infections, with 78,512 new cases reported. Despite the spike in cases, officials are determined to continue reopening the economy. Urban metro trains will still be allowed to resume service next week, and gatherings of up to 100 people will be allowed later in the month. Last week, the CDC sent mixed messages about the future of COVID-19 testing in the U.S. First, the guidelines were altered to say that individuals don't necessarily need a test even if they were in contact with someone who is positive for the virus, a change that reportedly came from the White House. Following swift backlash, the CDC walked back this statement, but it's still unclear what COVID-19 testing in the U.S. will look like going forward. Finally, here's today's one question. How is the pandemic changing the global information ecosystem? It's no secret that misinformation concerning all aspects of coronavirus is running rampant online, and the suppression of important information is becoming an issue for autocracies and democracies alike. But there are also people all around the world that are working hard to keep people informed. What can you do? Watch where you're getting information from and curb the spread of rumors the same way we're curbing the spread of germs. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.